This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The State Department has been a voice of caution in the Bush administration. State Department experts raised doubts about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction and also tried to think through post-war scenarios in Iraq. Those views were largely ignored by the White House, but they do fit into a tradition of sorts. The department has a history of cautious dissent. It even has an internal communications channel to send dissenting views to the top. Here's NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
Anne Wright says she had no illusions when she was writing an anti-war cable from her embassy post in Mongolia early last year.
One little lonely voice out in the wild reaches of Mongolia was certainly not going to turn the train of war around. And Colin Powell had already shown that he, in the State Department, had no influence at all on where the train was going.
Wright was one of just three Foreign Service officers to quit over Iraq. Before doing so, she wanted her concerns put down in writing and read by the State Department's management. After a 35-year career in the U.S. military and Foreign Service, this was the first time she used the State Department's dissent channel, a unique outlet for department employees to confidentially express their objections to U.S. policy.
I had been involved in Grenada, Panama, Somalia, Afghanistan. It wasn't like I was a lightweight and, you know, antsy about using the military option when the United States needed to. But I didn't feel it was in our national security interest to go to war.
The dissent channel was set up in 1971 during the Vietnam War. A senior State Department official says these days the department receives about a half a dozen messages a year, and modern email has replaced the outdated cables that were once sent by the embassies. All dissent messages are forwarded directly to Powell. The American Foreign Service Association also tries to inspire dissent by handing out annual awards. The association's current president, John Limbert, says it's tough to speak out.
We put a very high premium on loyalty and discipline, and you have to. One of the hardest things that I have to do is to coax these awards out of the system.
One of this year's awards went to Keith Mines, based in Hungary, who wrote a cable arguing that the United Nations should be given control over Iraq's political transition. While Iraq has been a major area of concern, it was rare for Foreign Service officers to formally speak up. Limbert, who was on the initial post-war Iraq team, says the problem was the State Department wasn't in charge.
It's a little bit like criticizing a cat for not barking. I mean, the operation in Iraq was not a Department of State operation. So what is one going to dissent against?
That's certainly how John Brady Keesling felt. Before he quit the State Department early last year, he decided there was no point in writing a dissent message. But Keesling is a proponent and past user of the dissent channel. He won an award along with a dozen other State Department officials in 1994 for challenging then-Secretary of State Warren Christopher to do more to protect Bosnian Muslims.
That memo became a very useful weapon for the Secretary of State in arguing with the Clinton White House that we needed to take a more active position. It didn't have immediate results, but it helped prepare the groundwork for what happened months or a year later.
Keesling, who now lives in Greece, says he has the sense that the usage of the dissent channel has been declining, particularly in the past few years.
This administration in particular values loyalty above all other virtues. And the instinct is keep your mouth shut, salute, and hope for better times. When it comes to something like Iraq, that silence, that loyalty was catastrophic for America.
Keesling believes that this trend to be more cautious will only change if the White House signals that it wants to hear dissenting opinions. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.